Thanks for checking out the Kid Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to what is now officially the number one podcast for people who get hot and bothered over stupid shit on a day-to-day basis that for what seems like, you know, when normal people look at you, they go, hey, it's not really a big deal. It's not really a big deal. But it's got you huffing and puffing and you're about to snap. You're about to blow a motherfucker's head off. And then right then, some guy walks up and says, hey, hey, whoa, 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 big guy, whoa, big guy. I think you need a break. The kids are asleep. We poured some drinks. I'm Sean.
I'm Shannon.
And who knows what the hell we gonna talk about this week. Before you say anything, I kind of messed up, but I'm gonna keep it.
Because no, we're keeping it.
I'm gonna keep it because you started taking a drink right when I got to the break part.
And
you almost.
I said, man, it sounds like it.
You almost puked.
You know what's so funny is that I used to get uncomfortable when we did the hot. I'm so excited for this episode because we're doing hot and bothered.
Oh,
y'all know if you follow me on Instagram, I post on my stories. You guys know I did a poll. Back by popular demand, but I used to get in my, like, I used to get awkward because I was like, I think people are going to think that you're like
a crazy person.
Yeah. I was trying to say, you know, like save that side of you, but people connect with it and it's a joke and it's the segment that has touched so many of you out there. And so we said, you know what? Hey, we're out here doing miracles.
Yeah.
Why don't we
let's keep the party going?
Let's part the Red Sea.
You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not touching that.
Moving on. What are we talking about today?
So let's start somber and work our way up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's start somber. Okay.
Yeah. Let's save the jokes.
So last week I got word of two friends that lost their parents, and we're getting to that age, guys.
Yeah.
We are getting to that age.
You know what I'll never forget? When I worked in the corporate world, one of my employees was actually much older than me by like 20 years probably. And she ended up retiring and moving, you know, enjoying the rest of her life, which I very much was like so excited for her. But I'll never forget a conversation because we used to talk. I used to want to spend more time on my one-on-ones with her because she always gave me like wisdom. Life wisdom.
Yeah.
Not even, you know, business wise, because at that point I was probably, you know, barely 30.
Yeah.
And I remember, cause she was probably in her 50s at this point.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, when I was 30, you know, everybody was, 20s, everyone's getting married, early 30s. People are still getting married, having kids.
Yeah.
Then you go through a patch in your life and she's like, you're kind of not prepared because then your people are getting divorced. Your friends are getting divorced.
Yep.
People around you, family members, you're going through this like period of time where people are getting divorced. And she goes, and then you get into your 50s and 60s. And of course all of these overlap.
Yeah.
But she's like, then you get in your 50s and 60s and it's just like all the people, you know, people just start passing away around you. And she's like, it's just these different phases of life. And so of course we're talking about it in her retirement and she's looking back, but I'll never forget that. And the other thing that she said is this, one of the pieces of advice that she had for me was to stop being so, we're being somber here. We're giving advice a little bit. We're being serious. Is that she said, I am in my 50s and I thought about my life and I have been concerned about my weight and my body for my entire life.
Yeah.
She goes, and I look back at my 20s and my 30s and my 40s and I go, holy crap. I was hot.
I was doing it. Yeah.
And then she's like, then I'm like having this realization. She's like, you know, you care less as you get older. And she's like, I'm in my 50s and now I'm just enjoying. And I'm like, what the hell took me so long to not just say, fuck it. I can love myself now. No matter what size, no matter what shape. It's like, she goes, I spent my entire life chasing this thing.
Yeah.
and I wasn't recognizing the stage of life that I was at and appreciating.
Let's say no matter what size. That's what you Here we go. Let's pick it up and then let's bring it back down. Okay. Yeah. So this weekend or last week, we went to a really, really close friend. I consider my circle to be about, it's expanded lately, but I think I got about 6-7 friends now.
Well, you've got
people
more,
I say friends.
You've got more than that. You don't give yourself enough. I'm saying like your oldest.
You got 10 friends.
Your
friends.
Okay, I don't want to argue about this, but like your oldest people that you keep close.
Yeah. 12? Okay. Anyway, so really, really, really good friend of mine was in my wedding, you know, went to high school together.
His mom passed away.
Great young man. His mom passed away. And we went to his mom's funeral. And I just got to say, first of all, shouts out to you, Dom. You handled yourself like a man.
Yeah.
I was in awe of his composure. And, you know, other people were breaking down, and they, rightfully so. I'm not judging anybody.
I don't know you. We're not taking anything judging. Away.
He had the right to break down if he wanted to, but I felt like... I was watching someone realize I'm the man in my family now.
Yeah.
Like the matriarch and the patriarchs are gone. I'm the new patriarch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one people are about to start coming to for money and guidance and help and all those things.
Yeah.
And I think that I was watching him take the role in the moment. So I was very proud of him.
I also want to say my condolences, and I was glad that I was able to attend with you. And I think the word you might be looking for is grace. Like, he just handled himself with grace and maturity.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't think that he would, but I was in awe of that because, you know, it's like I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
And I'm wild.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy lunatic.
Yeah. Who knows?
And I don't know. You know, in certain situations, I don't know how I'm going to handle myself. And so we very much want to give him credit.
I also want to give a shout out to his niece, but really more like a daughter to him, Karma. She spoke and she said something basically to the tune of like, you know, she's going to miss her grandma. And she's been accepted to 10 colleges.
Oh,
and she just got accepted to 2 more.
It was so adorable. But plus, she put together the slideshow of all the photos.
Yeah.
And it was so well done. She put music with it.
It was nice.
Sean and I had a kick out of it.
It was real nice. A little long, but it was nice.
No, but it was funny because she put music with the photos, and she's young.
Yeah.
You know? And then so there'd be like this sentimental song, and all of a sudden it'd be like, that was on the dream. I used to work. And not really, but like all of a sudden it like transitioned into like this hardcore. And I'm like,
but
the
transition wasn't smooth.
The transition game was awk a little
bit. And
then
all of a sudden Killer Mike started rapping about his mama, but he was rapping super hard.
Hardcore.
And I didn't know if it was a mistake or not.
I know. We looked at each other because we thought,
I said, did somebody's Bluetooth just get picked up on the speaker system?
I thought so too. Sean and I were in the very back, thank God. We made eye contact a few times.
No.
Wait, I was squeezing your hand. Was this on purpose?
I was squeezing the shit out of your hand.
We knew that this was on purpose. She did an amazing job. That was like,
it's a hood wedding, man. It's a hood funeral. You know, it's a couple things going to go awry. It is what it is. I will also say that the singer at the church was incredible.
Oh my
God.
The
singer was incredible. It was
unexpectedly talented for a funeral.
I was like,
is this American Idol?
I wanted to know, does he work for the church or did we bring him in on the side? How
did you get in contact with this guy?
How is this guy, like, does he do this
on the regular?
All the funerals?
Yeah.
Because this is...
I think he was paid.
He was amazing. I'm sure he was paid.
But but Sean and I both looked at each other because... that when he started singing the first time, the sound system was not ready for what this man was about to put on the house.
Yeah, no.
He was trying to bring down the church.
Now we're getting into, I have a list here. It's called funeral notes. Good, dot, 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 and then bad.
Oh, shit.
No, this is my family.
In true Harvey fashion.
This is my family, and it wouldn't be the kids are asleep. if we didn't keep talk, it
we
real.
Didn't, no, if talk we, didn't, a little shit. We didn't talk about you.
We're going to talk about we're gonna talk about the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
We have to.
This ain't Donna's fault that this happened.
But the
sound, I don't know how you even test the sound system, but the sound system was not ready for my guy's voice.
No.
It was cracking at all the best points.
No, the microphone said, oh my God. He started singing. The microphone went, whoa. it was, the microphone was taken aback.
Oh my. Every time when I see your face when you do that,
oh my God.
Imagine Grandma Shan.
Yeah. I do it at Lincoln.
That's Grandma Shan's like insertion sound. Yeah. Anyway.
Wow.
So the sound system, okay, right? It was not great.
Yeah, it was subpar.
I honestly would have wished they would have turned it off because the guy was singing loud enough for the whole church to hear him.
At the end of the day, I don't know what we anticipated. Cause we were really nitpicking, but I mean it was a noticeable situation. It was like if you've ever been around some black people,
at
a barbecue, wherever you're going, right?
Yeah.
At a family function, at wherever, at church, you know they're about to crack a joke.
It is gonna happen.
It's going to happen, and the funniest part is like Sean and I both said, where were we when someone
my grandfather's said, funeral?
No, someone's called somebody the wrong name. Oh. And then everybody in the entire church goes, so-and-so.
Yeah.
Everybody corrected.
Yeah,
I said, let somebody call somebody the wrong name in like a white church.
Yeah.
You can hear anything. A pin drop.
Yeah, nobody else.
Everyone doesn't say anything. So it was funny because the gal, I think she was the niece or something, but she basically just made a joke. She's like, mama's trying to come, you know, say something.
Yeah.
Because when the microphone started, it's just like.
You just cut your own story off, but I got you.
And I came back to it.
Yes, you did.
Because that's how I roll now.
Yes, that.
I got my wits about me, and I know where I started. And I like to interrupt everyone, including myself.
Okay.
And then I like to bring the story back first, full circle.
I'm glad we established that.
Okay. What else did you want to talk shit about this?
Well,
funeral?
No, I'm going to talk. And I'm going to talk. I'm going to say, I got a couple things to say because I love my people. But I'm going to just tell you like this. After this funeral, I've started writing a list of things that will not happen at my funeral.
Oh, okay.
Number one.
Okay.
I'm going to have security at the door. Okay. And if you are more than 15 minutes late,
no, are you going to charge?
You're
are you
going
to charge to get in?
No, you're done, son.
Oh, you can't come in.
You're done.
Wow.
Because I'll be damned. No, you know how I am about time. You know how I am about people
everybody
being late.
Everybody better set an alarm.
I'll be damned if on my day, I'm waiting on you.
Yep.
No, I'm not waiting on nobody.
Ask it or not.
You got 15 minute grace period.
Yeah.
At that point, the doors will be locked and chained like the high school and laying on me.
Yes.
And it's going to be security cards with baseball bats running around.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
people are gonna say not today.
First of all,
not on Sean's day.
And second of all, so we lock in the doors, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Because people were coming in. I'm talking about over an hour late to this goddamn funeral.
People were coming in late, like offensively late.
Like when it started, it really wasn't that packed. But like an hour and a half in, the whole place was packed type of situation.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
Right.
Okay. But then also, this is why I want my security guards running around with bats.
Okay.
Weapons and such, chains and such like that, right? Bike locks in socks.
Wow.
Because if a motherfucker's phone rings my moment.
Yeah.
Black out. Top of the head. Bop. You're getting bopped.
Oh, you're getting bopped.
You're getting bopped on the top of your head.
No, you're not.
You're getting bopped.
Hold on. It's bringing up a kid's song for me, and I'm very sorry. This is a Grandma Shan moment. Little bunny foo foo walking through the forest. There's somebody out there that knows what I'm talking about. And then somebody comes through and bops you on the head. I don't know what kind of kids nursery rhyme this is. But someone out there is shaking their head. They say, I know Little Bunny Foo Foo. And they bopped him on the head. I'm sorry. You said bopped. And I go, I need to tell my story.
Anyway.
People, listen.
I know you don't have to explain
it. Behind us. I'm not explaining it. I'm moving on.
Okay, please.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
No.
Great.
We have an agenda. I have my notes.
What are you talking about? We're up against
Sean
it.
Sean printed me out notes, and I'll tell you, I am keeping at the pace.
There we go.
Okay. We're under bad... Under a funeral.
Okay, stop.
And I'm joking.
Don't stress that.
Okay, right behind us. It is, hold on. It is 2024.
Uh-oh.
It is 2024, my guy. I don't know a single soul in my life who has their ringer on at any time of the day, even if they need to be gotten a hold of, everybody has their phone on silent. You guys, everybody's got their phone with them anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their phone.
If we all had our ringers on, it'd be mayhem. It'd be mayhem.
Your brain would not be able to function.
It would just be ringing all day.
No one would get anything done.
No.
No one would be flourishing in life. No one would be getting promoted. No. Everyone would be getting distracted.
That's a fact.
So this guy's phone goes off, and this he looks at his phone while it's ringing. You guys, it's silent part of the funeral. This dude looks at his phone. He doesn't turn the ringer off. He looks at it. He goes, oh, I'm not going to answer it right now. He walks out while it proceeds to ring
I've never seen somebody look at their phone.
Oh, no. He said.
And then didn't hit the damn the ringer off button. Anybody looked at it all the way out. He walked out. He did walk out. But it was so weird. It was so weird. It was just like, bro, why don't you just hit the button, my guy? What are you doing?
He said, today, you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to give any f***s.
Yeah.
No one in here is giving. We're not giving any f***s today.
Yeah, no. You know, I wish somebody would have knocked that shit out of his hand. But anyway.
Yeah, it was a sight to behold. But it happened twice.
Oh, it happened more than twice. Phones were ringing in there. And phones were ringing, and people were walking in and out. No, it's a hood funeral. You gotta know, any big family is gonna be problematic.
Yeah.
You know, because there's serious people there.
Let's talk about the size of the family. The church. Listen, we sat in the middle towards the back, that we had plenty of room
Scariest moment of my life.
There's the entire church ahead of us, right? We'll sit in the back. We'll give people room to get in. The left side and the right side of the pews were visitors. All of a sudden, they said, okay, the family sit in the middle.
In the middle.
Row one, taken by family. Row two, they're coming in, taken by family. Row three, row four, row five, row six, row seven. It's coming back to Sean and I. We're thinking, how much family is coming today?
I was like,
we were going to have to move.
Are we going to have to move?
We almost had to move.
It would be so embarrassing. We've been sitting here for 25 minutes.
Yeah. And we said, we're part of the family.
No. I was going to.
Then they looked at me and they go,
hey,
bitch.
Pardon the expression, but that was a hill I was fit to die on. I was going to go, we family.
We're family.
No, me, him, and him. Me, all the light-skinned brothers. See, look, it's three of them. That's us. We family.
Yeah.
We are family. Okay. Dom, tell them we family. You know what I'm saying? So it was that kind of moment. It was that kind of moment. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But overall.
Yeah.
Proud of my guy, and condolences to his family.
Yeah.
And the grandkids, everybody looked good, and it was just a day I'll never forget. I'll say that. It was a day I'll never forget. But I did take some notes, and I will be administering a new protocol at my funeral so we can avoid such.
Sure, we got in the car. This is not a joke, you guys.
We got
in the car and Sean said, you know what? I was just thinking about what people are not fin to do at my wedding.
Yeah, they're not fin to do that.
They're
not fin to do that.
It's
gonna be some things that happen at this funeral.
We had just gotten in the car.
No, I said
he had his notepad out.
A couple things happened, and I'm gonna give you a tight hour and a half. A tight hour, hour and a half max.
But you know how we started the conversation? I said, I was thinking about it while we were in the funeral. I don't want people to make this huff over me. I think I decided I don't want people to make the huff over me. And Sean goes, they better make the huff over me.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a whole situation. It better not be a dry eye in the building. It better not be a dry eye in the building. And what I want to make sure that people do, I want to make sure that, we keep it centered on, the real guest of honor, which will be me.
Yeah.
And, let's have some memories.
How amazing you are.
I want y'all to drink good.
Yeah.
I want you to eat good eventually.
Right.
And then, get up out of there. Go on about your business.
Yeah.
I did. So when we left, I had to text my guy because I was like,
we got to go get the kids.
We got to go get the kids. Yes. We've been here since 11 o'clock. We got to go get the kids.
This will tell you the sense of humor that our friend has, though.
My dude has it.
We said condolences, but we got to get out of here. We got to go pick up the kids.
Love you.
He responded and he goes,
no, I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it. This is exactly what I said.
He's still in the funeral.
I said, sorry, brother. I got to head out. I got to pick up the kids from school. I love you, man. I'm proud of you. We'll talk soon. He text messaged me back 2 seconds later, black funerals, .. 2 damn days long.
Said, man, that's what, That's our guy. He's literally in his mom's funeral making a joke, which, you know,
Hey, you don't want to cry? You laugh. Speaking of not wanting to cry.
Oh, man.
We did, Shannon got me to watch the Wendy Williams documentary Lifetime.
Have y'all heard about it? So I was seeing it everywhere and I was like, I already knew what it was going to be about and it was going to be disheartening. But I said, let's dive in. And I told Sean, I said, I know typically a documentary is not up Sean's alley.
Well, I like to spread them out.
Yeah.
Give me one documentary, at least 1 to 2 shows before I watch another documentary.
Yeah, you definitely are not going to go back-to-back documentaries. Mm. You're not going to do a documentary binge.
Oh, no.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but Wendy Williams is my girl.
And I remember this.
Let me tell you guys a story. When you first got the DVR, I used to DVR her talk show every day. Every day.
He's come home from work and watch it.
That and Ellen. I actually would want to, I was more on Wendy. How you doing? I don't do that good. How you doing?
How you doing?
No, that's Norbit.
Oh, that's Norbit.
That's Norbit.
I thought she got it from Norbit. How you doing?
No, she doesn't. I have to.
How you doing?
You know how you don't have some.
I don't know.
No, you know you don't have it in your head right now because I need to hear it and then I can duplicate it.
Yes.
I haven't heard it in a minute because her show's been off air for several years.
People screaming at the
people
screen
are
right
dying.
Now. They scream.
But I have to hear it in order to duplicate it. But anyway, I loved her.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because they're basically what they were talking about, a little piece of the documentary they were talking about, how much the world loved Wendy. She's just real. And I was here for, I mean, I loved that about her. And I don't think I ever put 2 and 2 together that I watched her show for years.
Yeah.
Years. And it was her. It wasn't necessarily ever about her guest. And everybody, Wendy. It was like a Jerry Springer show.
It was a vibe.
But better. Like not Jerry Springer, like drama.
I think it was, the Wendy Williams show, she in many ways was the queen of New York. I'm talking about like, do you watch Sex and the City?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I'm talking about like
a dresser.
Like, yeah, like it's that whole like uppity New York, we're better than you culture.
Yeah.
She embodied that. But she's New York through and through.
I think that the thing that I love about her is that she's so, like, I felt she's one of my soul sisters. Like, she's so real. Mm. But she's silly.
Yeah.
She's silly.
Yeah.
She literally would take her wig off on the show.
Yeah.
Or she would always be like this. She would wipe her teeth because she'd get lipstick on her teeth. She'd do the little silly things that made her a real human being, right?
Yeah.
So anyhow, we start watching this documentary and the first couple episodes are just, we're going to turn it off. We're not going to do spoilers. It is so disheartening. But by there's 4 episodes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. If you guys love Wendy, you got to watch it.
I would.
By the 4th episode, we're like, we're glad we watched it because it did come full circle. And we definitely, at first, we were kind of picking apart people like, oh, they're putting her like this. And they're putting her on blast on Front Street. But by the 4th episode, we really felt like potentially part of the reason why they wanted to do that was to shine light on the fact that she is hopefully in a better place, and they truly wanted to get her help. We were thinking that they were kind of out for her and putting her on blast, but I do really think that they were trying to shine a light because in the end it does seem like she is hopefully getting some help.
Well, yes, let me synopsize it like this. Episode 1 we watched.
You were going to say in a better way.
I'm going to say, I'll just do it in my own personal way, and it's going to be a little bit different from yours, just adding a little more detail and taking out a little fluff. Okay, so first episode.
Not the fluff.
First episode is, you watch it, you feel a sick feeling in your stomach. Mm. We felt this sick feeling in our stomach. We're like, what are we watching? Why is this?
Why are we doing this?
Why does this exist?
I know.
This is wrong.
It's gross.
Second episode, they kind of fix it. Second episode where you understand, okay, this is a crew that was hired to film something, but now they're filming something that they didn't know they were going to be filming. They didn't know that they were going to film her in this state. Mm-hmm. And now they're having a reaction. And so it continues that way. And by the 4th episode, you know, it really turns into everyone's trying to help Wendy. And you know, so it's worth a watch for a
if you just love Wendy, I don't know.
If you weren't a fan,
the thing is, I was obsessed with Wendy.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I was like, so she was like near and dear to my heart.
You're
so I was
in
like,
the demographic.
I want to check up on what, I'll tell you how who else Wendy's
you're
doing.
Obsessed with. You're
tell
obsessed
me.
With your children.
Oh my God.
You're obsessed with your children, so as am I. And this weekend, we had a basketball tournament. Top four teams in our league.
Let me just say that was a segue. That was a good segue.
Thank you.
That was
so
good.
We were number four. Shouldn't have been. We should have been number two, but we were number four. We lost a game we shouldn't have lost. We were number four. We had to play the number one team. They'd already beat us by 20 points.
Which is the closest game that they had had.
The closest game they'd had. They'd be beating teams by 50, 60 points.
At the end of the day, it was first and fourth against each other, but really that should have been the championship game.
That should have been the championship game. Okay, so long story short.
They ended up blowing out the other team by
so,
whatever.
So one versus four, two versus three. Winners play each other in the championship. Losers play each other in the bronze medal match. So we play one versus four.
It's Lincoln's game.
We lose Lincoln's game. We lose by
seven
points.
Oh, I thought it was only seven.
No, it was
nine. And they were like, this is the closest game we've ever
had. Yeah, it might have been seven. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it was.
They were stalling at the end. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
It just is what it is. We lost the game. Do I think we could beat them? You know, if you gave us a seven-game series, we'd probably lose 4-1, 4-2, okay? Yeah.
They're really good. They were
really
talented
good,
for their
really
age.
Good team.
There's a couple of players that are very talented for their age.
But the next game, next team comes in. They were just in overtime, so they were in a tight game.
Yeah.
So they come in our gym. We don't care who they are. We know we're going to beat them because we're the second best team in the league.
Right.
Hands down. It's not even close.
Yeah.
And so we get to playing these guys. We run up an early lead. And a lot of these teams come in, man, especially if we haven't played them.
Right.
There's a lot of what's the hubris? Mm-hmm. A lot of kids expecting things. I don't know. Maybe their parents didn't prepare them. Like, hey, this is the playoffs. This isn't like the regular thing. And so it starts to get real testy.
Oh my God!
The parents to get loud. The kids start to a couple dirty fouls here and there. Our
it was
team,
very
their team.
Loud. I'll tell you if because Sean's sitting on the other side of the gym.
Yeah,
he's
so
coaching.
I can't hear the parents.
I'm sitting in the bleachers in the thick of the parents, and it's crowded. There's wall-to-wall people, and there's people standing on the wall. I mean, it's crowded for
it was
a...
packed.
This is a third grade. This
it
is
was,
third grade.
I guarantee it was more packed than the championship game.
Yeah, it's wall-to-wall people. It's a close game. The parents are getting... When I say that there are parents that are getting wild, this is before halftime. So...
Oh, you mean... Parents?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do the air quotes because these are not actually parents.
Well, I'm talking about
okay.
You.
I'm not talking about me yet, but we will. So there's parents already kind of getting into it.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know because I'm getting into the game.
Yeah.
I'm in the game. I'm getting into it with the ref already. This is the thing. I played basketball and volleyball.
Yep.
Decided to go to college. I mean, you know, whatever. You think I'm tooting my own horn. Whatever. It's fine. You can give yourself your own flowers.
You can. Sometimes you have to.
You have to.
Because no one else will give them to you. So you have to grow them yourself, nurture them, water them, give them sunshine, and then you got to clip them, and then you got to...
Take them with you through life.
You know what I mean?
And then you just got to keep bringing it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever you want to.
And then you got
to
make potpourri.
Whenever you want to, because you know what? Whatever.
Who gonna stop? Who gonna check?
Who gonna check me, boo?
Exactly.
Who gonna check me?
Okay.
Okay. So I played on...
Oh, we're back to that.
I played on the top basketball high school team when I was in high school.
Okay.
I could have gotten a scholarship for basketball.
Yeah.
So... I know a thing or two.
Just a couple things.
And then let me back up. For a game like this, which is the championship, one of the championship games for third grade basketball. Okay?
Yeah.
We're being serious here.
Yeah.
There's one ref.
One referee is not
there
enough.
Should be 2 to 3 refs. At all of our other games, normal season.
Two refs.
There's at least two refs.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And the ref that we got.
Stop it.
I'm not going to say, but he should have retired. Okay?
Yeah, he old. He was old, and I consider the man... He's broke
grouchy.
He broke the cardinal rule with me the first time I met him, which was the last time we were at the gym.
He's sassy.
No. The prior game, I showed up at the gym because I show up early, obviously. And I was there watching the previous game. And I'm looking, and I'm like, where's the ref? So I walk up to the coach. I walk up to the coach, and I go, who's coaching the game live? And I go, hey, coach, who's reffing? He said, I don't know. Ref hasn't shown up yet.
Stop it.
So probably 75% through that game that was previous to ours, the ref shows up.
God.
So I, to me personally, you're done with me. You're dead to me. I think he's a drunk. Because I don't know how you
not a drunk.
No, you're a drunk. It was an early game too. You know, so it was like I think our game was like at 9:30 or 8:30.
The audacity to give me the eyes about anything that I have to say, and you're going to call this. You're going out on a limb, and you
know what? That's not
a hill I'm going to die on. You can die on it.
Pew pew. I will snipe you from across the room. Let me tell you why. Because his problem ain't got nothing to do with the fact that he still has the power to call a technical foul, and he still has the power to eject you from the damn gym.
Okay, so let me tell my side first.
Okay, this time around.
It gets to the second half. It's close. Listen to me right now. It shouldn't be close.
I never was concerned.
Close.
I never was concerned.
By close, I mean we are still up by 10.
Yeah.
But in a game like this, it's stressful when people are yelling. The thing that I had a problem with is that the ref, again, going back to he acts like he doesn't give two shits.
Yeah.
Typically, we would like a ref that just like, I'm going to let them play. Not when they're fouling, like every foul was a technical foul.
Yeah.
I mean, they are slumming it.
Yeah.
They are elbowing. They're shoving our guys across the floor. I'm not talking about, I don't know how to set a pick.
Yeah.
Someone messaged me and said, well, at this age, they don't know how to set a pick. Let me tell you right now. Yes, they do. First of all, second of all, sometimes they do moving screens, but third of all, this was not on a screen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm going back into the game.
Yeah.
I recorded Bobo going to the hole one time.
Yeah.
And this
that
dude
was, hard for me to
was
watch.
shoving his entire body weight. Luckily, Bobo is twice his size.
Yeah.
So I think that's why he also, like, they don't call as many fouls on links for links
because he's so big.
But he holds his own. But that doesn't mean that his mom in the crowd is not going to mom, right? So I'm starting to, it's festering. I'm getting more pissed and more pissed. I'm already yelling from the sideline.
Yeah.
I'm already in the ref's ass in the first, second, third quarter. By the time it's the fourth quarter, these dudes are playing. When I say they're playing football, someone already got hurt.
Someone already got hurt.
Someone already got hurt. I'm talking
my
about
psycho,
he was down.
My psycho took one of their kids out, and I had to reprimand him.
Yeah.
And then they seemed like after that they were on a mission.
They blacked
to like
out.
Hurt somebody.
Yes.
And parents weren't saying anything.
They
coach
were elbowing.
Wasn't
they were
anything.
Punching. They were shoving.
Let me paint the picture.
Go ahead. Because I'm getting pissed thinking about it.
Yeah.
My blood pressure is.
I don't
up.
Think I'm not. All, I wasn't also pissed, but it was like, you know.
I know you gotta be a role model for these kids. You control your emotions better than I do.
All right. So
I didn't sign up to be the coach.
So
I signed up to be the crazy lady across the way.
Exactly. And so what had happened was, Lincoln's trying to back this kid down and post this kid up, right? And as I'm watching now, because I got to watch everything, but I'm watching this play closely because it's been getting testy. And this kid is just ramming into Lincoln's back, like two hands, you know, across
his chest.
Two hands across his own chest.
Shoving
Lincoln. Because Lincoln's so big,
he's taking it.
Other kid would fall over.
Yes.
And then they call a foul immediately.
Yeah.
But the kid probably does this 10 times, and then at the ref's about to blow the whistle. I'm literally holding my side of the bench back. I'm like motioning to everybody to sit the f*** down, shut the f*** up.
Y'all.
And then in this moment, my eyes go ripped because I'm about to call to the referee. And then all of a sudden, I look to his left, like right to his left.
And here I am.
And looming over his shoulder,
like
the moon
trying to
eclipse the sun.
When I tell you I flew off of the bleacher, I kept telling myself, just sit on this bleacher. Just don't get up. Because you can have a mouth, but don't get up. When I tell you I almost flew onto the court.
You were inching.
I was almost
inching.
On the court. I was about to
grab the kid. It was so look,
yo,
so
yo.
I'm literally like, hey ref, and then I'm like, all you hear is, and I feel like everyone got shook because I was like, Shannon, sit down.
Because you know what I jumped from the bench and I said, you better call a goddamn foul. You better call a foul. I mean, RPM is going to have to turn that down.
He's got it.
I didn't swear.
Don't do our sound system like the singer at the funeral did the sound system.
We're high sedated over here. I flew up. I didn't swear.
Yeah.
I didn't swear. I did that for effect on our podcast.
Yeah.
But I said, you better, ref, you better call that foul.
Yeah.
And I was on the court. And all, I'm going to tell my perspective now. All I did, I stopped in that moment. And it was a 1 second blink where I was silent. I looked over and Sean's looking dead in my eye where we lock eyes. And he said, Shannon, you better sit down. He said, sit down. Everyone in the whole gym, we all died. Everybody died laughing. Where is it? Because my girls are pulling me down.
No, I'm sitting but it down. Was, I'm not going to lie, though.
It was funny.
It was.
We all died laughing.
But it was a giggle, though.
It was a giggle.
Because it got quiet.
It got quiet. They were like, are these two going to have a time?
It got quiet. And I feel like.
Are these two going to be okay after this?
Yes. And it's funny.
Because you know what? Most couples.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been able to handle that situation.
Yeah.
Most couples
would have just been having a continuous argument.
This is my thing. I mean, we talked about this before, but we're going to have an honest moment here. One of the things, and people ask me this all the time, what's your favorite thing about Sean? Oh, what's your favorite thing about Sean? You know, people will ask us, and what, how we give us marriage advice, da, da, da. One thing that I will say, and you guys have learned it from being here. You guys know you've been here from the beginning. And if you haven't, go back. And if you're not on Patreon, go over and subscribe.
Patreon is only $5
a month.
Patreon.com/thekitchenstable.
Go over there right now. Pause it right now. Go
binge
over there.
The episodes. Catch up. It's super fun. Best great. Value in entertainment.
We're on real over there. We come got on, all the cats on. Out of the bag. Come it's on. The inside jokes. Come on. Go over there right now. But what I will share with you is that I can take it. And the thing that I love the most about Sean is that, listen, I wouldn't be married to somebody that I could just steamroll. Yeah. I wouldn't be married to someone who I'm just like, you know, because I can be a beast, but also you can be a beast.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When I am out of line or when I have overstepped or when I have done something that's been disrespectful or when I need to be checked.
Oh, wow. You know, have checked. You have a lot of moments.
Listen, guys.
You're like, or if I've assaulted someone or if I run somebody over with my car. Or if I've
been a skank in the grocery store. He says, baby girl. You're a lush. Get your ass home.
He said, hey, this motherfucker just called me a lush. I said, well, you are a lush. Get in the car.
Get in the car.
Get in the goddamn car.
But bring that wine. You better bring your wine. Oh, you better put it in goodness. The back. So I appreciated it. And I can appreciate that about someone to say, look, here's my perspective. And even though I'm married to you and I love you very much and I think you do all of these things very well, this was a moment where you showed your ass. I am mature enough to go, yeah, I did.
No, can I just
Seconds later.
Can I add to it and just say that the thing that I love about us is that people afterwards were like, are you guys going to be okay? And you said, and it's funny that you said it, because I had the same thought in my head. You were like, he's not even going to think about this in like 2 seconds. Yeah, he's not even thinking about this.
And I said, from my perspective, I go, I needed to be told to sit down.
As long as, because you sat right down. So then it was all good. I was just like, because then I went back to like talking to the ref. Like, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on right now?
And then listen, I was chill as a cucumber.
Yeah, no.
I said, let's have fun.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to win this thing.
Yeah, we're going
to
win
and
this game.
And then
this
here's the thing, you guys. There were other parents there that like literally got nose to nose after the game. I'm talking about.
No,
fists were about to be thrown. Grandparents in people's faces.
Yo, let me tell you, hold on. Let me tell you something right now. Our squad was different. You looked at all the other teams that we played against. We didn't play any team as diverse as us.
Yeah.
Right? We were by far the most diverse team, but not just diverse in terms of race, which we were very racially diverse.
Height, size.
But we didn't play any team as big as us. In total size.
Well, because Lincoln just puts
but they
off
but
the
I mean, dude, they some teams had kids that were bigger than Lincoln, but they couldn't play no basketball.
Right.
But they weren't agile. But we also had like our socioeconomics of our team were kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like we definitely for sure had some rich kids on the team, for sure. But we also had some kids on the team who had shoes that let me further know.
Yeah.
The circumstances that they were coming from.
True.
Not everybody was coming from the same situation, right? Yeah. And so when you know that as a coach and as a leader, you know you got to corral some personalities.
Yeah.
And we had some personalities in the parent side. You know, we had some parents on our team and we made it through the whole year.
It was a mixed bag.
Without these particular people.
Yeah.
F***ing shit up. And then the game came, and it was...
No, they did their little...
No.
Throughout the season, there were the little here and there's. This was a full... This was a grandma in a dude's face, and then in the wife's face.
And then the dad's...
She was saying... Dude was like, this is what they make memes about. And the grandma was like, I don't know who you're talking to. I don't know who. I mean, then they were nose to nose.
As soon as you told me that there was a conflict, I knew. I was like, yeah,
I knew who it was.
I think I know who was involved. but you know what? You need some parents like that.
Yeah.
Because they were defensive. It wasn't offensive. I wouldn't allow it if they was out here just messing with the other team like that.
Yeah.
If they were just messing with the other team, I wouldn't allow it. I'd just literally be like, you can't even come here no more.
Right.
But it was that people were getting in their feelings and they were being butthurt and they tried to talk some shit.
Yeah.
And we was like, don't start no shit.
Won't be no shit.
I think the appropriate term is won't be no shit.
I think the appropriate term is like, you need a break.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
I was sick first, and then you got sick, and then your sickness lingered forever.
Back.
I feel like I was fine, and I feel
still
like
have the horse cough.
Then we like did it.
I know, so you had the horse cough and the horse. Yes, both. At the same time.
God.
Both. That's a fact.
Wow. Woo. Hey guys, RPM's here.
RPM's here.
Coming in hot with
Coming
his dad
in
jokes.
Very hot.
You might have been onto something with the joke in the episode about the pineapple upside down cake. What if that's always been?
Oh my God.
Like, think about
the
when that was popular.
Society.
Back in like the 50s or whatever, you go over to a couple's house for dinner, for a dinner party, they bring out the pineapple upside down cake, and it's like,
oh, tonight.
Maybe that's where it originated.
Yeah,
from.
And then some people might not get it, so they might eat the cake and then just go home like a bunch of schmucks or just like, oh, okay, see you guys later.
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
And now it's time for a reoccurring segment that we here at the Kids Are Sleep podcast like to call.
What?
And bothered!
Listen, guys, I put up a poll this week that said, we feel like we just did Hot and Bothered. Is it too soon? And I got angry messages saying, how dare you ask us?
Don't.
It is our favorite segment. And so we're kind of plotting on...
Relax.
We're plotting on changing the name of the podcast to The Kids Are Asleep, and we're f***ing pissed.
So we're hot and we're bothered.
We're hot and we're bothered. We love this segment. It's our favorite, and we're going to just dig into it, and then we're going to take it over to the afterpod.
It's the best segment of all the segments. This is the biggest segment. It's the best segment.
And it's so huge.
You know it. I know it. It's the best segment.
It's worldwide, guys.
It's huge.
Everyone's talking about it, and they say, we want a whole podcast about it.
You know what really ties my tubes?
Tell me.
When you see someone stuck at a green light, and then like the light's green, and like I was the other day, I was sitting in the car, and I looked to my left, because I got a red light, but it's a left turn light.
Yep.
And it's a person sitting there.
Yeah.
3 seconds. 4 seconds.
And it's green?
It's green. Oh, no.
Shut up.
But then, no, wait.
You're too nice.
But then they're on the phone.
Oh my God, it's a double whammy.
And then someone honks the horn, but I'm not done.
Oh, they have the audacity.
Have you ever seen this?
The audacity to
Have
get
you
mad.
Ever seen this?
Oh,
no.
What?
They go through the light, and then no one else has time to go through the light.
Oh my God.
It goes,
you almost
want to
risk
start,
your life.
Just to find them.
Just to find them and track them down.
Just track them down.
And to tell them how stupid they are.
You should probably take a picture of their license. But I was in the other lane, so it didn't affect me at all.
Oh, and then go online and track them down and meet them at the store later.
Just maybe.
And just be like, hey, guy, I don't know if you're remembering, but I was behind you at the light.
It was four years ago. It was 4 years ago, but I missed my appointment. I'm not going to lie. No. I'm being 100% real.
I haven't stopped thinking about it to this day.
I'm being 100% real. I've watched movies about serial killers, okay? And I don't know if you've seen the way some of them hunt. You know, they hunt some of them like it'll be at a grocery store or like a kind
Irby.
Of bar like Dahmer. You know, it's like he went to certain types of. For me, I'm just saying. Remember how we talked about like my lives? If I could be like an undercover cop or a strip club DJ,
sure,
or a detective or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've added a new life. It would be traffic serial killer, and I would just stalk people that did me dirty in traffic.
Yeah.
And I would take them from their families. Okay.
Okay. You know what really down my glory hole?
I'm not going to crack.
Low rise jeans. Okay. So they say these motherfuckers I'm making a comeback. Are you kidding me? We just had to say goodbye to our skinny jeans and go to baggy jeans. And now you want me to go from high rise to low rise? You want me to go back like Britney Spears? I'm sorry, Britney. I love you so much and it's not your fault. You want me to go back like Hillary Duff? You want me to go back like Christina Aguilera hitting the high note?
No. I thought we were... If you want to be with me, there's a price to pay.
She was genieing in a bottle and her pants almost fell off because they were so low. I thought we were saying no to crack. Here you are. You're bringing it back. I have to tell this story. I order a pair of pants. I'm not looking at the rise because you know what? 3 years ago, you didn't have to worry about what rise they were. They were coming up. We were covering our backside, okay? When we bend over. Who wants to bend over and show their crack? I've been there before, and you know what? It's something that haunts me to this day.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't even know we had a choice. Every time I bend over, I show my crack, but that's that's a man thing, I guess. Yeah,
yes, it is. That's plumber's crack. It's totally different.
Yeah. Well.
Women have started to wear high rise, and we're cozy.
Yeah.
We're cozy. We're
covering have been buttoned
things.
Up there.
We're buttoned up because we're showing things other places. We're showing our curves. We're getting skinny jeans, okay? We're showing our thighs. Yeah. We're showing our calves. But no. These trendy millennials, these trendy Gen Zers, they say, no, we're baggy. We're so cool. We're so cool. So I order these pair of pants. I don't look at the rise. They come in the mail. These pants do not even cover the top of my crack. That's how low they are. I'm pissed.
You know what really nibbles on my nutsack?
It's a good one, but you know what? I think I've got a better one for that. I love you so much, but that was not as funny as the one that I'm about to do.
You know what really nibbles on my nuts? Is when people, mainly my wife,
tell me,
start talking from other rooms of the house as they are walking further away from you, but they expect that you can hear them.
It's so
when
annoying.
It's not physically possible because I'm downstairs in the laundry room. So then inevitably, what I fucking always end up doing because I'm an idiot is I walk to the staircase annoyed. I go, huh? And then she says it because she's winning now. I'm getting closer to her.
Yep.
And now I'm coming up the stairs. I can't hear you. What are you saying? She's in the fucking closet in the guest room talking into the closet. And then she's like, do you like how this fits on me? And I'm like, you could have just said, like,
I'll call you.
It blows. No, but you don't call me. You just start talking.
Yelling. No, I start yelling.
You just start yelling. It pisses me off. The kids start doing it now. The kids to just today, I'm sitting in the room with you. That's when it reminded me when I'm sitting in the room. We were writing the segment.
Yeah.
And then Rocky just goes, Dad!
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts talking as if when he said Dad, I dropped everything and I was listening to what he was saying.
Yeah.
I go, bro, I can't hear you. What are you saying? Dad, come here. Don't you're summoning me.
Right. I feel you 1,000,000%. That actually pisses me off.
Shut
so
up.
Bad.
I don't ever do it to you. I never do it to you. So when I'm upstairs and I want to do, when you're downstairs and I want to talk to you, I do this weird thing. I come downstairs.
Wow, you're such a, I don't know who made you God's gift to the planet, but you should really write
a
book about it.
I'm basically a saint.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
I'm basically a saint.
You know what flutters my meat curtains?
That was good.
They're just hanging in the wind. They're literally just hanging between your legs. Just a slight breeze just flutters them about.
What does it?
I can't.
You're so impressed with yourself. It's annoying.
My lash is hanging off.
It's so annoying. It's so annoying.
When you have a small complaint about something and someone's like, oh, you should just appreciate what you have. Like, I can't do two things at once.
Are you serious? Does that happen?
Like, I'm not allowed to have a bad day or a slight inconvenience and voice it, but also appreciate my life.
Let me tell you something right now. If I have a complaint, I don't care how the small it is, you will respect my complaining.
We'll create a whole segment called Hot and Bothered.
If it blows my mind when people do that shit, when they're like, oh, well, you have so much other things to be grateful for. Shut up, Susie. You shut your goddamn mouth.
Or if you're just saying like something annoying that your kids have done and they're like, you should really enjoy this time. No, I am. I'm enjoying, but I'm simultaneously just annoyed by the one incident that my child did. I can do both simultaneously.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why? Because I'm petty.
Yeah.
I'm petty and I'm immature.
And you know why I'm pissed? Because I can feel my meat curtains flapping in the wind.
Fluttering. Just fluttering about.
Just flapping about.
There's a little chipmunk nibbling at my nuts. You ever had your nuts nibbled on, lady? Shut the fuck up. This shit pisses me off. Don't get in a way of a good complaint.
No.
Don't do it. Do not do it. You don't know what someone's going through that day.
No, you don't know what I'm going through. Let me have a moment.
Yeah.
I do also appreciate my life, but at the same time, I want to talk about how I stubbed my toe.
Dude, we're immature. We're very immature.
So stupid.
We're very immature. Okay. We're very immature.
You're sure.
You know what really corks my c-?
Oh my God. That's intense.
You know what really just corks it? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh no. Oh yeah.
Shoves it right in there.
Okay.
It's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't even say it because I'm so petty.
Tell me.
I'm so
petty. No, the pettier the better.
No. Okay. Bear with me. People in motorcycles in action scenes in movies.
Oh.
No, this shit pisses me off every time I see a car chase, okay? Yeah. I see a car chase. It's Mission Impossible. It's John Wick, right? We're watching a cool movie. It's like... Mm-hmm. They're shifting gears, right?
Yes.
Left, right. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, four guys on motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yo, where the have you guys been this whole movie?
No, they come out of oblivion.
Where were you? Were you guys just driving up from a distance the whole time?
Yes.
And did you not see the earlier part where this dude was out here slashing people in cars?
No.
He's killing people in cars. And you pull up on a motorbike. I guarantee you. No, I'm hot and bothered. Because this is, look, people, when you're at home, next time you see a movie, I double dare you. I triple dare you. Tell me that anybody who drove up on a bike in a fight scene has ever even touched the person, Batman, Superman, whoever they're trying to get.
Wow.
Whoever they're trying to get. John Wick, Jason Bourne.
No, it's
whoever's
always
on a bike is going to die.
Yeah.
You on a bike, you're going to die.
No, they're filler characters.
You're going to die.
No, they're not main characters.
I never seen a motorbike fight unless, in my life.
No,
in real life.
Unless the main character is on the motorbike, then you know.
Well, yeah, we got to get other bikes, obviously. Who's going to catch this guy?
Yeah.
I'm a reasonable guy. If he's in a car.
And then the other guys, they're just there to add to the scene to be one of the deaths.
No, I know. It just frustrates me.
Yeah, you're pissed.
Stop putting them in movies.
Yeah, it's the worst.
I don't want to see a guy in a motorbike.
I don't either.
If I see another guy go over the front of his goddamn handlebars.
You're done.
I'm done. Turn the shit off.
Piss off. You know what really pulsates my penis?
That doesn't sound like it would make you hot and... Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, you're right.
People with bad breath who don't have a medical condition. Get a toothbrush. Grab some Listerine. Get some mouthwash.
You taste that.
You have halitose.
You taste that.
You don't have halitose. Because halitose is a medical condition. You just didn't... You have yuck mouth.
You got yuck mouth.
There's a difference between the toast and yuck mouth.
Yeah, you're right.
And if your parents didn't teach you how to brush your teeth, I got a bone to pick. and I'll teach you.
You know, what's funny is that this is, I feel like the bone that we pick is with our kids, because sometimes you ever catch your kid's breath in the middle of the day?
What are you talking about? That's where this came from.
I know.
I said, listen, kid, you don't got a medical condition. Go back upstairs and brush your damn stank mouth.
Yo, and then
you can't be walking around.
No, they want to argue with you.
Oh my God.
They want to argue with you like it's debatable.
Like they act like they want to be disgusting.
Yeah, they go, I'm not brushing my teeth. It's not nighttime. Like, it's not nighttime. What are you talking about?
Why is brushing the teeth the biggest hassle? It's a labor. To their day.
You know what I mean? You're putting them out.
It is mind blowing. And so lately, if they have to blow on me. That sounded really not cool.
Yeah. You're a girl. So.
They blow on my face, and I say whether or not I can smell their breath. Or I can smell the mint. And if I can't smell the mint overpowering the breath, it's go back upstairs and redo.
Yeah, go get it.
Yeah.
You know what really spits in my food?
Tell me. That's disgusting.
When you try to close a drawer.
Yeah.
Follow me, guys. You try to close a drawer, okay? Uh-huh. You open your glove box right now. You try to close it. It won't close, but you can't see.
Oh, what's in the way.
What's hindering.
Shut up.
That shit... I'll pull a drawer off the hinges. You know I will. I'll pull a drawer. You'll come home. There'll be a drawer in a million pieces.
So
pens and pencils
everywhere.
What happened? I don't know. The shit got caught. I don't know.
Some was in the back, couldn't find it.
I was in a bad mood. I tried to open the shit and it wouldn't open. I tried to close it. It couldn't close.
It's almost just as bad as like walking out of a door and your shirt gets caught on the... You're having a bad day already.
We've done that.
And your shirt gets caught on the door. It's the dumbest thing. You didn't pull the door off the hinges.
No, my sweatpants get caught. That's what cut. My sweatpants, the pockets will get caught in something.
Yeah.
And I just wanted... I want to tear the whole... I want to remodel the house after that.
Of course.
I want to... change all these goddamn handles to nubs.
Call the...
I want semicircles. Give me semicircles that don't get caught on shit. I want half moons for all the handles, please. Nothing that sticks out.
You know what really monogamizes my swingers club?
Damn it. That was good. That was really good.
I don't even know if that's a word.
No. We got it.
Is monogamy a word? You know what it is.
We get it.
Okay.
You guys really softened my heart on.
People who don't know how to give an ETA.
Ooh.
If you don't know what an ETA is, it's an estimated time of arrival. Yo, everybody in 2024 has GPS. You got a phone or you got it in your car. And some people, and I'm not talking about, because right now we're doing the remodel.
Yeah.
And people in the industry, contractors and the appointments, give them kind of a pass because they don't know what time is.
Yeah.
They have a whole different world of I can show up when the I want.
No,
I'm talking about normal people.
Yeah.
People in our everyday life who are coming here and who say, I'll probably be there between 11 and 11:30. Why don't you know what time you'll be here? You're putting it in the GPS, and the GPS is literally saying ETA 11:15.
Yeah.
Text me. Call me. You have my number.
Hey, you know why?
Let me know when you're going to arrive.
You know why? Because they're not leaving yet. Because f*** you. That's why.
Because you know what? I don't have anything else to be doing.
Because f*** you. That's why. Because they're not leaving yet.
So we
they're
had
on
somebody,
the toilet.
Well.
They're on the toilet.
We had somebody who was supposed to come, and I wasn't in the mood that day. She said, I'm going to be there. First of all, she said she's going to be there by 9:30. But she was coming from afar.
Yeah.
So then she said, between 10:30 and 11.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, if you're coming from afar, you're putting it in your GPS. So you're going to know that you're potentially going to be here after 11.
Yep.
So we've already been texting. I know you have my number. Shoot me a text.
Shoot me the boom, boom, boom.
It's 11:09. I literally text because will you catch me on a bad day?
Yeah. No, Shannon will bite you. Shannon will bite you. I think you guys know that by now.
Even if I don't even have anywhere to go.
Yeah. No,
do you know what I start feeling? Disrespected.
Yep.
You don't think I have anywhere to go. Regardless.
I didn't have anywhere to go.
But this bitch thinks I don't have anywhere to go. The audacity of her thinking I don't have anywhere to be. I text this girl. I said, I'm out the house in 10 minutes.
Hold on. I literally said this.
I said, you really gotta hold your horses. What's your ETA?
You have to hold your horses. Because this is why I want to finish this. Can we tell the whole story?
Sure.
So then.
Why? We're going way over today. Are we going over today?
Yes, we're going over. We're already over. Okay. We're already 10 minutes over. It doesn't matter. Wow. Who cares? What's going to happen? The police are going to come in? They're going to bust in? Is a rage going to happen? They're going to be like, put the mics down.
No, but I feel like you feel like our podcast listeners don't have anywhere to be.
So the young lady shows up, and she's probably listening because we told her about the show, right?
Oh, we did.
We told her about the show.
Well, I did.
No. And so this is what we talked about after she left, right? Because before she got here, we were irritated. It was like, yo, God, come on, man. We got shit to do. We didn't have anything to do.
I wasn't really that irritated.
No, we're irritated. But then she showed up, and let me tell you something right now. We have one rule in the Harvey household. If you're funny, you're good.
If you're cool, you're good.
And she came in and she was like,
both funny and cool.
And she was like, oh, she came, hat in hand. Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, da, da, da. And then she started talking. And then it was a whole vibe.
We literally just started yucking it up.
She's funny. She was funny.
She was funny and cool.
She's from a different part of Oregon. You know,
we were talking about a whole Grammy Sham moment.
Yes.
She was like, I got to tell my friends what happened because they're trying to get the where she was coming for an appointment. She was buying her stuff off Facebook Marketplace. Let's be honest here. So she got a U-Haul. She's coming from
an hour and a half away.
So she gets the U-Haul not knowing it's going to be so big, not knowing that the stuff is going to lift and shift when she puts it in the U-Haul. She doesn't have anything to strap it down with. She's trying to take her actual knit sweater and strap it in. She says, you know what? I'm going to tell my friends this story. They're going to go, you know what? This is exactly something that you would do. And I looked at her and I said, I'll walk into a damn pole tomorrow. I said, I do this stuff all the time. I said, my husband, he said, I can't go out of the house by myself. She goes, you know what? Same, my friends. They'd say, all these things always happen to me. I said, yo, we got a podcast. I said, because she'd already been swearing. I said, you seem like the type of person with your jokes, your swears, you're late, you seem hot and bothered, you got your U-Haul, you seem cool, you're a vibe, you've got kids, you seem like they probably put them to sleep, you probably have a drink, you probably say, see you next week.
When the kids are asleep,
I said, we got a podcast. I said, you should tune in. We were BFFs.
You know what really flies by my ear and goes, bzzz?
Tell me.
Hold on. Let me just do that one more time because I feel like sometimes it just doesn't. You're really holding out on me today. You know what really flies by my ear and goes bzzz? Because that's really annoying. You know what I'm talking about? You ever had this?
No. And then I feel like it's on my face.
Oh my goodness.
Something's crawling on my body.
Actually,
sometimes I feel like it's inside my ear.
Yeah.
And then I start going in it with my finger, knowing goddamn well my finger's too big for the socket.
You get it. You got in on it.
Yeah, it's itchy.
Welcome to the transition. Well, you know what? When people can't turn off their goddamn phones in a funeral. And on that note.
Y'all.
Thank you guys for coming and hanging out with us. We had a ball like we usually do. If you submitted a hot and bothered and you're like, they didn't read my hot and bothered.
Oh, well, no, you didn't.
Guess what? We for the read those over on Patreon.
Listen, if you want to hear your own stuff, if you like to talk about yourself,
extortion.
We are going to do that over on Patreon. Yeah. If you haven't joined Patreon yet,
it'd be a shame if something happened to that writing that you sent us. You know, it's like maybe, you know, you might have to maybe $5, you know, maybe just come around once a month. You know, I get this $5 from you. Maybe you hear your writing. You know, it's not a problem.
It's family.
You know what I'm talking about? And we'll see you next week when the kids are asleep. that was so random. It's family. That was your mafia?
If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at the Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.